Just consider, for instance, these words of Bentham, and consider the degree to which power schools itself in Bentham, and recognize that this is conscious plan, the way the world is constructed and the way and the rules we are given when we're born into it. So Bentham says, and this is from his piece, Rationale of Judicial Evidence, the key place where he develops his logic of the will. He goes to a lot of trouble to explain how we are, just as Virginia Woolf said, that we are creatures of illusion. We are made of thoughts, literally. And so he makes that point, demonstrates it, and then he says, such are the motives by which a man may be urged to give credit to untrue facts, because he's saying that people believe things that are not true all the time. And then he asks, but how comes it to be in his power, the person who wants to manipulate others? And then he writes, such is the force by which the will of man is subdued, but by what means is the understanding itself brought into subjection by the will? And when he says the will, he's talking about that person who is willing to wield it. And we see this in various attempts over the decades since Bentham to install a dictatorship, because he says, you know, if you have the confidence to take up this tool, then hey, the world is yours for the taking. And so when he talks about the will, he's talking about the person who wields it as a tool, the will. And then he says, quote, I answer, that is the question, by what means is the understanding brought into subjection to this will? I answer, judgment, opinion, persuasion is in a very considerable degree under the dominion of the will. Discourse, declared opinion, is altogether under the dominion. But it is the nature of opinion declared, truly or falsely declared, by one man to produce real opinion on the part of another. So then he says, how is it that judgment, the judgment of us, we the people, can be made subject to the power of a will, the will? He writes, by what means? And then answers, by these means. Quote, to bestow attention on one consideration and refuse it to another is altogether in the power of the will. It's in the power of a judge to hear one man speak in the character of a witness, to refuse to hear another. The power which, in the station of a judge, a man thus exercises in relation to persons and papers, the mind of every man sitting in the tribunal, established in his own bosom, exercises at pleasure over arguments and ideas. He writes, an idea to which a man's attention refuses itself, and that's a convoluted way of saying, you know, ideas which we don't get to hear, is to every practical purpose inoperative. It can't work upon our powers of analysis if we never hear it. And so Bentham is arguing that there has to be total uniformity in opinion for the will to work its magic over the many.